This is Behind the Headline from KHOL News. I'm Robin Vincent. Public lands in Wyoming are an ongoing point of contention. Who should manage those lands? And what should be allowed on them? And school trust lands are part of that debate. But what are school trust lands? Why are they in the spotlight? And why are some worried about their future? Reporter Angus Thurmer Jr. answers these questions and more in one of his recent stories for WyoFile. So first, let's start with the basics. What are school trust lands?
School trust lands were given to the state of Wyoming upon statehood from the federal government. Essentially, in Wyoming, it's two sections, two square miles, two 640-acre sections in each township. So section 16 and 32, I believe, and they are dedicated to essentially education, and they're supposed to be managed for high and sustained yield and income. And the state has about 3.6 million acres of trust lands, mostly school trust lands, left in its inventory. And it's trying to make the most of that asset, especially as lawmakers and administrators see revenues from fossil fuels declining.
And now a legislative committee is backing a bill that's geared toward those lands. Angus Thurmer Jr., tell us about that.
Yes, the bill would essentially add a person to the Office of State Lands and Investments who would be in charge of assembling basically an inventory of state lands and their value. And by August of next year, putting out a request for proposals for development, sale, exchange of those lands. And by October of next year, sometime in October, the Office of State Lands and Investments, should this bill pass in its current form, would be required to then write a report to the legislature regarding the proposals that came in and make recommendations on how to proceed.
So lawmakers are pointing to school trust lands as a potential way to generate revenue as the state's mineral industry suffers. But what are opponents of this bill saying?
Well, first, the lawmakers acknowledge that the amount of help this bill would supply might be pretty small. And the deputy director of the Office of State Lands and Investments said as much at a hearing. Nevertheless, lawmakers are dedicated to pursuing all options, and if this can help, they will pursue it. Now, some critics principally will start with Muley Fanatics, a sportsman's group that is headquartered in Rock Springs but has lots of followers, is wary of losing access to state lands and other public lands for hunting, fishing, and other recreation activities. And I will note that this bill does not include conservation as one of the uses. So there's some opposition there. And there's also some question in Teton County of what might happen to the 640 acres that's located a little bit more than a mile south of Teton Village. The deputy director of the Office of State Lands and Investments has suggested that the property there could be leased for a development that he called Teton Village South.
Yes, the words Teton Village South must have raised quite a few eyebrows among readers here in Teton County.
Certainly, as Representative Andy Schwartz said, change is not welcome. People want this place to stay as it is. And he voted in favor of this bill in the committee that was considering it, Capital Finance Committee. It's a special committee because he wants to remain engaged with the sponsor. And he believes that he can talk to lawmakers and propose some amendments that might put an intermediate step between the catalog or the inventory and the solicitation of proposals for development and the report that suggests which lands should be developed.
I had to reread that sentence a few times in your story, the one that read Schwartz voted for the bill, because throughout the story, he does seem to be the one who is sounding an alarm. But this makes sense that he feels he can be more engaged in this process if it is continuing to move forward.
Correct. And just to go back to last year, Representative Schwartz was a co-sponsor of what I'll call a precursor bill. This idea was floated in the legislature last session earlier this year, and Representative Schwartz took some heat for being a co-sponsor. But again, he wants to be part of the team that constructs whatever this might be. I've got to point out that the state could do basically any and all of these things without this bill. But the bill, if the legislature passes it, it would fund a new position. The governor could do that. The legislature could add a person without a specific task. It would fund a new position, and essentially a new position, and would require the steps that I've described to be carried out at a date certain.
You note that this legislation has something in common with other recent bills that have worked their way through the legislature, and that is a notion of local versus state control. Talk about that.
Certainly. The legislature last year, or last session, as we saw with Jackson Hole Classical Academy, decided to undercut some of Teton County's zoning laws and zoning authority statewide. And that, among other things lawmakers have considered, show that there's no hesitancy, or there's little hesitancy, to overrule some of the local control that is being exercised at the county level in this particular county, which is somewhat different from the other 22 counties. But these changes apply to all 23 counties in Wyoming.
Angus Thurmer Jr., tell me what struck you most while reporting this story.
There are several 640-acre state trust sections in Teton County. The Teton Village one is one. There's one south on Fall Creek Road. There's one right above Cache Creek, mostly in the Grovant Wilderness, if not all in the Grovant Wilderness. And then there's one north of Kelly, a whole 640 acres. There was a twin parcel, almost twin parcel, maybe 2 miles away, that the state sold for conservation purposes for $46 million in 2016, I believe. So there's some chatter about what to do with that Kelly parcel, 640 acres. It's been eyed for development, but it also could be considered in a trade, perhaps, for land under the Jackson Hole Airport, which is inside Grand Teton National Park. There's very early discussion about this. It's just been sort of mentioned. But that could give the state some interest in a really big commercial operation in Teton County, which is the Jackson Hole Airport.
So this is a bill with wide-ranging implications, not just for the entire state, but Teton County in particular.
Correct, you are.
Angus Thurmer Jr. of WyoFile, thank you so much for sharing your reporting.
You bet, Robin Vincent.
Find a link to Angus Thurmer Jr.'s story at 891khol.org. I'm Robin Vincent, and you just heard Behind the Headline from KHOL News.